Let's get to the fraud alerts of the week from the Better Business Bureau. Steve Burness joining us now. Steve, let's talk about phishing scams first. Explain what they are.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Yes, phishing scams are basically when you see the text or an email allegedly from an organization, but they want you to click on a link. So they may get a text or an email saying that they're from your bank or that they're from a retailer that you won a prize. And it's really sometimes hard to determine if it's a valid text, but you have to look a little deeper. What I mean by that, Bob, is you have to look and see where the message is actually coming from. You know, if it's coming from McAfee, you know, security, it's not coming from a Gmail account. And they always want you to click on a link and either, you know, tell you something's wrong with your account or that you won a great prize or your subscription has been deactivated, your credit card's not going to work, anywhere to excite you or to worry you to try to click on that link. And that's really what we're warning, is to stay away from those unsolicited messages that you won a prize or something's got to be done quickly.
Think before you click. And these phishing ripoffs used to be just email, but now texts as well, right?
Exactly, Bob. They moved away from a little bit more from the emails and are sending texts now, because a lot of companies are dealing with their customers through text. So the scam artist knows that. So they started moving to that, where it makes a quicker, easier way to try to get you to click on that link. And it's a little bit harder than an email to determine where it's coming from, because you have to look a little deeper. You have to look for typos. You have to see what email address it's coming from or what text it's coming from. And obviously the link is going to what they want you to do. So if you don't know you're getting something from that company, it's always best, if you think it's that company, call them directly or go to their website directly and ask them. And really, about the tip off to the rip off is telling you you want a prize, mm-hmm. or that your credit card's been deactivated. You know, something like that. They say your credit card's deactivated, call your credit card company yourself on the back of your card. Don't rely on those texts, because you can never know what kind of text you will be getting.
And I imagine a lot of people are fooled, because oftentimes they'll address you by name or they'll have some of your personal contact info. Won't they?
Exactly, Bob. So, with the technology today and the advent of the identity theft scams, they have a lot of information on you already. So they kind of personalize it to make it feel more realistic. Well, they may put your street address in there. They may put the bank you've done business with, or even your home address, we've seen. And they say, well, this has got to be, they got all this information on me. But again, scammers build a file on you, Bob. As you know, the more information you give them, the more information they have, and they build this file on you so they can eventually steal your identity. So it's important to make sure you take care of all this before you fall victim to it. So don't give out personal information, because the little bits and pieces here and there, they keep building this file, and guess what, Bob? They'll have enough information to steal your identity. So even if it looks authentic, question it. And if you do see a scam, you know, report it to the Better Business Bureau, to our scam tracker, especially, even if you haven't fallen victim to it, so we can review this and let the authorities know.
Used cars are in high demand right now, and the Better Business Bureau is hearing a lot about that. What do you know, Steve?
Well, yeah, obviously the scammers are taking advantage of the situation as well. You know, look on the different platforms, you'll see these too good to be true offers. And unfortunately, they're using like Craigslist, Facebook, you know, Marketplace or eBay. The seller will contact you saying they're out of state and their relative has died. They have to make a quick, sell this car quickly in order to get rid of it. And but they say, first, we need you to get an escrow money sent to us so we can deliver the vehicle to you. And here, use our escrow company. So unless you see the car, Bob, unless you know the person directly, don't fall for these types of scams where they promise you all these great cars at a reduced price, because there's always some way they want you to get you off that site or to pay somebody else. And, you know, they all promise, you know, everything's going straightforward and reasonable. And unfortunately, they're using their scam companies to try to trick you.
Recently, a woman was bilked out of about $300,000. What was this fraud scheme?
Well, unfortunately, Bob, it was an unfortunate situation happened in Aurora in May. A consumer received a phone call from allegedly the Department of Homeland Security saying that she was in trouble. for drug trafficking and money laundering. And then she goes, I didn't do it. And they said, well, okay, if you didn't do it, I want to protect your assets. So let's move your money to a safe account.
Oh, boy.
And give you a no social security number. So she was panicked and worried. She's going to jail. She was 74 years old. She's a senior citizen. She was in the financial sector. But unfortunately, they scared her so much that she took her money out of her account, bought Bitcoin on some of it, and deposited money in other accounts. And it's almost $300,000. Her retirement accounts and her life saving is gone overnight. And it happens all the time, Bob. The government agencies, police, IRS, don't call you and tell you're going to jail in 30 minutes. They will come to get you if that was the case. And they put the fear of God into these consumers that something's going to happen. And direly, and they got to do something quickly. And she, you know, lost $300,000.
It's so sad. 74-year-old woman in North Aurora. Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Appreciate the update, Steve. Have a good day.
You too, Bob. Thank you.